Ice motherfucking cold, that boy he a penguin.
Yeah, that nigga cold, 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 cold. Yeah, that nigga froze, 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 froze. Yeah, that nigga froze, yellow diamonds on me, but everything still on cold. Couple rappers do not like me, cause I fuck they hoes. Yeah, tricking on these bitches, that's something that I don't know. No, 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 how to do. Yeah, it's a big difference way between me and you. I can show you how to hustle, how to ball and how to shoot. Yeah, I can show you how to hustle, how to ball and how to shoot. I've been doing this since a jit, little bitch. This shirt ain't nothing new, 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 new. Money coming in, bitch. I like my shit in all blue. I'm about to buy another truck and finna give away my coupe. I'm shooting shit like Paul Pierce, bitch. I ball, yeah, I'm the truth, 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 truth. Truth, truth, I just post some walk hard up in my Mountain Dew. Yeah. I be shitting on these niggas, that's all that I do. Yeah. I be shitting on these niggas, that's all that I do. Do, 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 do. Yeah. I be shitting on all these niggas, that's all that I do. Do. I be shitting on all these niggas, that's all that I do. Do. I be shitting on all these niggas, that's all that,
that I do.
Do.
Yeah, Glock Ray coming and talk that shit. Y'all ready?
Oh, how you
y'all ready for that Glock?
Huh? Okay.
Go, 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 go. I don't follow rules, no, 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 no. Did I fuck his bitch for sure?
For sure,
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 for sure. I had to cause he a hoe, ho, 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 ho. I went to school with a boat before lunchtime, I had it sold. I ain't surprised that boy read, I remember 11th grade, he told. Had all the bitches doing my work for me, was too busy selling O's. I've been a smart little motherfucker, used to have my niggas to bring the poles. And you been a hoe, ho, 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 ho. Come to the apartments, get it for the low.
Pull up.
That girl hit so good, call her the devil, she took my soul.
So.
She started out fast, then went slow, I'm like, whoa,
whoa.
This bitch
hit
so good that I can feel it in my toes.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. You're now tuned into, man, $1 million worth of game in a day. We got the king of South Memphis.
The king of Memphis.
Listen, man.
King of Memphis.
Okay, okay.
The king of Memphis.
King of Memphis.
King of Memphis. Yeah, yeah.
And what we also got is... Oh, you know, a lot of people talk about independent. We got an independent king up here today.
King.
A real independent king.
An independent boss.
Never took no money. Nah. He never took no money from no majors.
Mm.
A majors never gave him no money.
Mm.
So a lot of people talk about independence. So today on $1 million worth of game, we're talking about independence, the real independence from a real independent king.
Mm-hmm.
Boss. Now, we're going to get right into this, man. He got the game from his grandmom, too.
Mm.
Grandmom put you up on game. Early in the game.
You know something, bro.
Early in the game.
You know something.
Grandma told him, don't trust these niggas.
Mm. Mm.
Don't trust these niggas. This the game right here. This is how you move and you operate. You running around as a youngin'. And then you know what else I love about him? Because a lot of y'all ain't going to be able to relate to this day and time because everything is instant gratification. This man right here used to cut hair, man, stacked his paper up.
Mm-hmm.
As a youngin'.
Wait, wait, hold on, wait, wait, wait. You talk about Mang Mang?
Hell no.
We talk about Mang Mang? No, 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 no. No, we ain't talking about he wasn't dumb back then.
Yeah, he was Mang Mang. How much paper? How much did you stack up cutting that hair? And how old was you? Tell him.
Listen. Man, I taught myself how to cut hair when I wasn't 12, I was 13. Like 13 years old, I taught myself how to cut hair. So by the time I got to high school, cause I graduated when I was 17. So if I'm 17, 12th grade, 16, 11, 15, and a 10th, 14, and a 9th. So I was coming out of the 8th grade, you know what I'm saying? So when I was like 14 years old, like I'm full-fledged chopping. You know what I mean? Like, bro, in the hood, you got to do something. You know what I mean? Like, me, I couldn't just be a little kid. I couldn't be a little kid.
I mean, they tell me that you was, you know, you got like 16% Mexican in you, because they said you had more motherfucking hustles than
I couldn't. Bro, I couldn't be a little kid, bro.
They said you was a hustling motherfucker. I'm just telling you. Yeah. You know what I mean, I did bad. See, I know some niggas who know some niggas. You know what I'm saying? Who know some niggas? So you know, that's how, you know, I knew, I learned about, you know, Mang Mang. You know what I'm saying? And you know.
I couldn't be a little kid, bro. Like, man, my grandma, the lady who y'all talking about, yeah. Adam A. Rest her, man. Bless her soul. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to grandma. Bro. Leave him on that game.
To this day, bro, I use everything she told me and taught me to live my life, how I want to live my life. That's how I got everything I got. That's how I put stuff in order. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I don't care about money, but I know it's important because I got to take care of me and everybody, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And not literally just take care of them, but like show them the way, guide them, and keep shit together. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, bro, I was 13. I told myself I had to cut hair. You know what I mean? I started cutting both my little brothers here. I got two little brothers. Man, we living with this old lady. I'm looking at her, bro, like, she old. It's only so much she can do. It's only so long she gonna be around.
Right.
I'm like, dawg, I gotta figure it out. Cause she kept telling her, she kept telling me. And she was hard as hell on me. Bro, I used to think my grandma was the meanest person in the world. Not the meanest lady in the world, the meanest grandma. I used to think she was the meanest person in the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Real talk. Like, bro, I just knew she would. I'm like, bro, I'm the only person in the world go through this type of shit. Like, bro, they can't go outside until after 6 o'clock when the sun go down. Goddamn, grandma, I'm already black as hell. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. What it's going to do? Like, you know what I mean? Like, bro, she was just on a nigga. You know what I mean? Bro, I taught myself how to cut hair. I'm like, man, bro, I gotta, shit, I be wanting shit. Uh-huh. Grandma gonna get a nigga. She gonna cook, gonna have something to eat. You know what I mean? But, man, it's three of us, bro. Like, shit, we want snacks and shit at school.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm sick of that wearing the same pair of shoes. I'm sick of borrowing my cousin's clothes. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, bro, I'm sick of, like, we was just, man, we was, like, bro, we were, the main thing, bro, we was just super blessed. We had that old lady in our life, bro, and she just gave us the game. Like,
that's right, that's you needed why. Somebody to give it to you straight, forward, and raw, you know what I'm saying? Because, not on duty, too, but, like, what, how you was looking from one standpoint, like, damn, you know, we young, this my grandma, we love her, but she old. Imagine her mindset. Her mindset was, I don't know how long I'm going to be here, so I got to instill some shit into him, because you got to be the one, you're going to have to be the one that's going to have to hold this shit down. You feel what I'm saying? So that's probably why she was the hardest on you. You know what I'm saying? Because even as parents, and you see shit in certain kids that you don't see in others. You know what I'm saying? You see certain leadership traits and, you know what I'm saying, certain things that one son might got, the other son don't got. You know what I'm saying? So she might have been looking at it from that standpoint, and I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I'm getting older. I gotta have him ready for the world if I go. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, rest in peace to your grandmom. Because obviously the job that she did got you ready for the motherfucking world.
It did, bro. Cause it, like, really, the whole thing, like, her point was, and she got her point across. Her point at everything she was saying, I look back at all these years, like, I still just be thinking, like, she was basically like, be something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Be
something. Take care of everybody. Like, do what you do. Like, she was like, man, do something with yourself. You know what I mean? And it's like, she knew what was up. I be like, how could she know what was up back then? But she knew what was up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Real talk. And her point was like, bro, you ain't got no friends. That's why you hear me all the time. Like, that's why I'm a real loner, like, real talk. Like, that's what my partners hate the most, bro, because they're like, the person you would see, like, me, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, they going to walk around with all the security, 50 niggas and this and that. Like, I like to be by myself, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just like to be by myself, bro. Like, real talk. You know what I mean? Like, bro, and then later you talk to later, Miss C, who y'all talk, who you said about earlier? Bro, that was my history teacher in 10th grade. Bro, she used to let me do my thing, bro. Like, bro, I'd be in the back of her class. She had a room. In the back of her classroom, her room was big. So in the back, it's a door to go to like a little back room in her class. They got the TVs and all that. So you roll them out when it's time to watch the little history movies and all that. Yeah. She got the textbooks in there and all that. Bruh. She just let me just post up and I'd be in there period for period. Like, next class, I'm still in there. Next class, I'm still in there. I'm in there cutting her and doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they like,
bro, she let me do that my whole time. Well, once I wasn't even in 10th grade no more. I passed to 11th grade. I'm still in the back of Miss C class.
12th grade. He ready to get Miss C fired and all kinds of shit. Dolph ain't been to class. Yeah. Dolph, you missed math class 11 times. No, them niggas needed cuts. So, you know, I was shaping niggas to fuck up.
Like, bro,
look, hold on. You being a barber, right? You being a barber. You did it, got Miss C fired, man. You being a barber, right? Like, have you ever got a cut, like, as an artist and then got the fuck about the chair and felt like, damn, nigga, I'd fucking do better than this?
I'm going to keep it 100. Not really. Probably a long, long time ago. But I done had the same barber, and I've been married with the same barber for years. You know what I mean?
So
that's who cut my hair. Like, I don't even let too many people know. I don't even let no other folks cut my hair.
Hold on. So you ain't never been on a tour?
Yes.
Been in motherfucking Arkansas? I need a fucking cut. But
when that shit happened, I don't even do it no more. Bro, I just rather go with no haircut.
So you did come up out of somewhere and thought to yourself, man, I could have cut my shit better than this.
Man, bro, there's a lot of niggas I ain't chopping.
It's a lot of barbers niggas that ain't chopping, huh?
Bro, they ain't chopping. Like,
fuck your whole joint up.
I'm going to keep 100. Memphis niggas know about haircuts. Everybody don't know what a good haircut is.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't chopping.
Everybody ain't chopping. Shout out to your barber, man. Hey, before we go any further,
found that lady, too, bro. Missy, I found her, bro. I talked to her the last week, bro. She in a home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she... It's like her daughter said, she knows, she remembers, she knows, she just can't get around on her own. And she ain't had number one daughter. And she couldn't be picking her up and kind of doing everything. So she in the home, but she doing good.
Yeah.
When I get back, like, pulling up on her.
Believe it. Let me get into this. Let me get into our sponsor. This episode of $1 Million Worth of Game is presented by New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka was born from an uncompromising passion for great vodka. This commitment to excellence enabled New Amsterdam to produce a vodka of superb taste. New Amsterdam Vodka is premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains of America's heartland. It's distilled 5 times. It's filtered 3 times for a clean, crisp taste. You could drink New Amsterdam Vodka with anything. You drink it straight up. You could drink it on the rocks. You could drink it with soda. You could make the classic New Amsterdam Mule. And so when you're out at your local liquor store, man, make sure you pick up some New Amsterdam Vodka, the official vodka of Barstool Sports and the presenting sponsor for $1 Million Worth of Game.
That's real.
Shout out to the New Amsterdam Queen.
That's real.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Make sure
we having them cocktails at the crib with our girlfriends and shit. Go ahead.
What I'm gonna say this, Dolph. That real independence is a real lucrative sport, man. There's a lot of paper involved. You really spent millions on drip? Drip.
Man, ain't even a question.
Like, about how much is you in on drip? Because you love shopping. How much is you in? You think?
I don't know. How you say? I think.
Yeah, just a
thing. I done spent millions of dollars on clothes. Because everything, is like, I really just give this shit away. I just give it away. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like a lot of shit, like even with jewelry, you know what I mean? Like, bro, I buy shit and get that shit away. Like, be in the hood, be in family members' house, be this, be here, be there. Like, bro, get that shit away.
So let me ask you a question. You know, you done gave out Lamborghinis and shit, right? Shit yeah. like that.
That rich slave.
I gave away two Lamborghinis, really. I had gave one to my artist. He fucked it up, crashed it. he crashed that motherfucker, bro. Like, that shit was down the drain. But I gave away a Aventador Lamborghini to one of my fans.
Yeah, for Rich, when that Rich, but when Rich Slave released, but now you know, at the moment you're giving away 25K per week.
Yeah.
Giveaway. Like, you always giving something away. What's that about?
Bro, it was hard on us growing up, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. I swear to God, bro, I remember walking out the house, walking down the street, finna go around my boy's house, wherever I'm going, go around my cousin's house. Bro, just thinking, bro, cause just like, damn, bro, I wish we had, like, bro, damn, bro, I wish I had somebody pull up on me and just throw me something, throw me a dub, throw me a, like, damn, bro, I wish, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, man.
I just, bro, like, I don't know, bro, like, I just remember all this shit, everything, like, the sleeping on the floor, the, my partners, they situations, the just everything. So it's like, I just be thinking to myself, like, bro, do some shit you ain't never did. I mean, do some shit for somebody that ain't, you ain't never, nobody did shit for you.
Right.
Now, I mean, my whole thing be just the give, bro.
Right.
Know what I mean? Because you listen to me, Roger, it be like, right, nobody never gave me shit. I ain't know what this is, that, this. So me, I just be like, bro, shit, me do that shit for somebody. You know what I mean? Like,
that's some first, dope shit.
I was going to give somebody $100,000, but I had to think about that shit, and it was like, man, bro, you give that one person that $100,000, that's cool, but, bro, that's only one shot, and there's one, like, that one person getting that $100,000. And, like, bro, split it up, bro, and give away $25,000 to four different people, bro.
Well, shit, I would have gave $10,000 to 10 people.
You right. You're right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Same thing. Because
for me, if I'm giving you some money, I'm kind of having my people do a little background check on you, because I really want this $10,000 to go to some motherfuckers that need it. I ain't trying to get this $10,000 to a motherfucker who already got a Benz and a motherfucker, his wife got a BMW parked in, and this gonna pay his motherfucking mortgage for the next 4 months. No. I need this motherfucker to go to a motherfucker in the hood. Soon as they get this bitch, they gonna go get some new sneaks. They get some fucking crabs.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? They doing some real live. We got some couple dollars. We wanna this. We gonna celebrate. Thank you, Dolph. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah.
For me, you know, and pay some bills and. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that's how I would have looked at it. You know what I mean? But the fact that you giving out $25,000 to four people, $100,000 a year, hard earned money, to me, that's a hell of a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Come, my thing be this right here, bro. More than anything, bro. More than fucking it off, going balling, buying sneakers, buying this and buying that. I really be wanting somebody to take their paper and somebody that's really kind of up on game, even if they ain't even got the money or right. got a little bit of money.
Right.
Know what I mean? But they got sense. You right. know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they can go take their money and like, hey, they look back, hey, I might see them 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 8 years from now. Bro, I got rich off that
$25,000.
Right. I was planning a business, but I ain't had the money. This is like,
absolutely.
I want some shit like that to go on, like absolutely. Like lives to be changed. You know absolutely. What I'm saying? Like, if I get this person $25,000, oh, now, you know, it's like, ain't no telling what the fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, they whole family's like, that shit probably benefit. Absolutely. 20, 30 people. Get that person $25,000, it benefit 20, 30 people.
Absolutely.
Get that person $25,000, it benefit 40, 30, 20, 50 people.
Absolutely.
So it's like, man, you just really just, that's how I really want, that's how I want, that I would prefer for this shit to go. But it's theirs. I don't give a damn. They can go ball. They can go fuck it out.
Yeah.
They do what they want to do.
Absolutely. Longer, you know, I just, when we, because we do a lot of giveaways, you know what I'm saying? And we just target the motherfuckers that's in need. You know what I'm saying? That be our purpose of doing the giveaways. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know what? We always talk about independence, and we live in a game where as though that's like marketed a lot. That's the fly shit to say, I'm independent. Mm-hmm. That's like a swag, yeah, I'm independent. But, you know, we talked, and tell me about how in order to be real independent, you got to be out here moving like a major, and you got to put your money where your mouth is. Give me the game on that. Give my audience the game on that.
What you just said.
Okay.
You got to put your money where your mouth is.
To be independent.
Yeah. You got to take them chances. You got to let your nuts hang. People don't want to do that.
All right, to work a record. How much,
scared
to, how much
scared,
do it cost?
People scared to take chances.
How much do it cost to work a record independently? If you're a real independent.
It depends. You know what I mean? Like, you probably had to, you gonna have to take anywhere from $250,000 budget to $1 million budget, depending on what you're doing and what you're trying to do with it.
And this independent shit.
Yeah.
So that's a song or is that a project?
No, that's a song. If you really a song and you like, I'm finna make this my single, I'm finna go up with it, I'm finna stay on it, and like, we finna go up there with it, hell yeah.
You need $250,000 just to get business.
To $1 million.
And where do that go to? Marketing?
Everything. All the way around the board. You know what I mean? It's a machine. It ain't. It's called a machine for a reason. You know what I mean? You got marketing. You got marketing on the streets. You got marketing on the air, on the radio, marketing on the internet. You got the. You got everything. All this shit. It plays a. It's a machine. You can't just do this over here and not do this over here. It's like, nah, bro. It's a machine.
So you can't be broke independent.
Man, y'all be seeing these folks, man. Y'all be seeing these folks, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, y'all be seeing these folks. I ain't got to say nothing. You know what I mean? Like, since day one, you know what I mean? Like, all of my music, any project, all of them said Paper Route Empire all the way up to this day. Dumb Dumb 2 out right now.
Right now, Dumb Dumb 2 out.
Hey, Dumb Dumb 2, what it say on the Paper Route Empire, bro? Like,
nothing else.
It is what it is. It's like with me, bro. It is. It's just. It is what it is.
Have you ever came close to signing the contract?
I came super close.
What's super close?
Super close. Twice.
What's that?
I mean, like,
what does that look like?
Super close.
Did you actually seen the paperwork?
Bruh, the last deal I was finna get ready to do, I signed it.
How much was it for?
You know what I mean, a dub.
Mm-hmm. 22. I mean, I remember 22.
Yeah. You know what I mean,
that's $22 million. Bro, if y'all know what the fuck we talking about. There's some goofy motherfuckers out there like a dub. He was on the
22 million.
I turned down that 22 M's. You know what I mean? But I went to my lawyer office. We talk, we go over it. We had been going over it for like the last past
2 weeks.
No, about 4 months.
Oh, all right.
The deal was good though.
What's,
I'm talking about on paper.
It was what we went over. It was what I had wanted. Like the structure of it, the whole, it was like, I'm going to do it. And like, shit.
Was it a joint venture 50-50 split? How was it?
Yes. You know what I mean? But when I signed it, I'm in my lawyer office. I'm like, I'm going to sign it so she can send it back. Bro, I leave, pull right back up, go right back up to her office, get the contract to fold and tell her, fuck that shit, I don't want to do that shit. And I leave with the folder in my hand.
Mm. Them people was calling you like crazy. What's going on? What we doing?
Because we supposed to did that day. They was expecting for it to be a celebration of, like, we making history. We doing our thing. Like, are we? But it wasn't even no hard feelings. It wasn't nothing against them or no. None. It's like, I stand on this shit. I stamp this shit. A lot of people talk this shit. I stand on this shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, it didn't, like, okay, 22 million. What's the difference between you getting that 22 million at one time and you getting it over a 12 month span of time to an 18 month span of time?
Right.
What's the fucking difference?
Right.
What you finna do with it? Ain't finna do nothing but sit wherever the hell you finna have it sitting at.
Right. So you knew what your worth was.
Damn.
Man. So what if they would have doubled it and came with 44 million? You wouldn't have doubled the fuck back.
Would you have doubled back and took the contract?
To say, you wouldn't have doubled the fuck back. He was like 22. Wait, hold on. That's I'm cool. They'd have said 44, huh? It would have been a celebration.
I'm going to keep it 100. Bro, don't fuck would have told me 4 to 4 million. I really wouldn't have did it, bro, because, okay, now, what's y'all motive? You know what I mean? Everybody got a motive. It's like, bro, fuck something y'all trying to do.
66. All right,
you want to do 4 to 4. It's like, okay.
Okay.
Now I know something. Y'all let me know. Just hold on. I'm finna get ready to go do some shit, and I'm going to come back and see y'all in a couple of months, and y'all going to want to give me like,
let me ask you a question. Wait, hold on. I'm the record label now. We negotiate.
You know what I'm saying? Now, okay. Oh, you want to give me 44?
He
hold
turned
on.
Down 44.
Give me 12 months. Okay, we going to do this one more time. Let me go out here and do some shit right quick, and I'm going to come back and see you and see how much you want to give me
this. This episode of $1 million Worth of Game is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, Policy Genius is America's leading online insurance marketplace. And what in Policy Genius, you know, the whole concept is to help people get insurance right. Because you got all of these people out here who, you know, they need insurance for this, they need insurance for that, they need homeowners insurance, and they don't know if they're getting the best insurance and paying the right prices. So what Policy Genius does is it helps you understand your options. It helps you compare quotes. It helps you buy a policy. And guess what? It does it all in one. So no matter what type of insurance you got, make sure you get with Policy Genius because it makes it easy for you. You know what I'm saying? Policy Genius also compares home and auto insurance policies to companies to see if you are paying the least. And that's what it's all about. You getting the best insurance and paying the least. So make sure you tap in with Policy Genius. And to get down with Policy Genius, all you have to do is click the link in the description to get started. It's that simple. Policy Genius.
Yeah, we back again, man. $1 million Worth of Game Business Spotlight, where we highlight entrepreneurs that's on the ground making it happen. And what they're going to do, they're going to come to the platform and they're going to give you game. God's attention, motivation, education. Today, we have my little brother, Matty J. Listen, Matty, listen. When you step on the stage, right, don't be playing no games. But you got to give out some game if you're trying to help people get in the game. So they could be able to monetize the game that you're giving them, Matty J. You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's like you got the MJ on your name. You better be doing some magical shit because Michael Jordan did some magical shit. Magic Johnson did some magical shit. Uh-huh. I mean, Michael Jackson did some magical shit. Yo, what's the dude that ran in that was the track star? What's
Michael
his name?
Johnson.
Michael Johnson did some magical shit. You got MJ on your name, so you better be giving out that G-A-M-E. Yeah. God's Attention, Motivation, Education. Yeah. Tell them what you do. Tell them how you going to help them. Take the game that you're going to give them and show you they can sock it to their pocket like a rocket.
Okay. I'm Matty Jazz, you know MJ. I'm going to come with the 2-3 there. So I'm known as the relationship broker and I'm Mr. Document the Process. So what I'm really known for right now is tapping in and turning our cars from liabilities on wheels to assets making deals.
Okay.
A lot of people drive these whips. They want these whips, but they have a car note tied to them if you're not cashing out on it. Mm-hmm. I'm teaching people how to drive these whips for free by having other people rent them out and pay for the notes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where we at.
And how you do that?
It's a car rental space. So there's a platform called Turo. It's a peer-to-peer platform. If anybody's familiar with Airbnb, we know you've got a key to a condo. You can allow people to get lodging in there, sleep in there, and they pay you for the night. Same thing with a vehicle. Same exact thing with a vehicle.
Now, how do I get to the platform? How did you master the platform? Because you said you're the Turo King. Do you got the crown on?
Yeah, by God's grace, I was able to be really, really successful on this platform. So I started off with my first car back in 2017, my Tesla Model S. I posted it on that platform, got booked the same day. I charged $150 a day. At the end of the month, I made $3,100 profit off of a vehicle that my car note was $900 a month. Once I realized I was making a bread off this one car, I ran it up, got my second car, third car, fourth car. Now I got 49 cars.
Damn! How old is you?
Yeah, I'm at 30.
You ain't need 49. You got 49 cars?
Yeah. We in the digital
space.
That was
49 bars.
Yeah. Real
you
quick. Like
that. You got 49. I'm spitting.
So you run around here renting out 49 cars?
Yeah. We're in 49 whips. The question I get asked when I pull up is, hey, Matty, what car are you in today? Yeah. And the reason why I'm able to do it is because I'm able to rent out these cars. I'm not even paying for them.
And you here in Atlanta, they rent the shit out them cars.
Absolutely.
So I'm talking about every day they rent.
So what type of cars you got? You got all luxury cars? You got all men?
Yeah, we got the economy plate. We got the standard plate. We got the luxury cars. And we got little exotics. You know what I'm saying? Anytime somebody wants to pull up, we got what we need.
So what you saying is all you need is a car?
Yeah. If you got good credit, you can leverage your credit. If you got a little bread, you can leverage your bread. If you know somebody else who got good credit, you can leverage their situation, pick up a car, You can drive it for yourself, or you can get two cars, keep one for yourself, rent out the second one, let the second one to pay for both cars. That's the play that we're doing right now. Teaching people how to drive these cars for free. Okay. Renting them out.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that's some deep shit, because I ain't, none of my cars am I driving fuck for free.
Yeah, well, they probably be sitting there doing nothing right now. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's crazy.
And guess what the bank do?
Yeah, they still going with that
check.
They
still going with their motherfucking insurance.
It's in every city except for
New
York.
Hold on. I got a fleet myself. I got a Tesla.
Oh,
I got a
Tesla.
Fleet.
You got a Tesla.
I got a fleet. I got a Tesla Y
2021. An old-ass cop car.
I got a cop car, an old black and white one.
A 2010 Prius.
2010 Prius and a 2010.
And a 2010 minivan. No.
Dodge, you know, get in the game.
Yo, I love it. Yo, any car, if you got wheels, it can make a deal.
See, wait, I'm ready to start. I'm ready to turn the game.
I thought you had it. So if I got a 1978 Mercury Zebra, I could get in the game.
Absolutely, because
people want my cop car for rap videos. They can stand on my cop car for that.
Music videos, productions, weddings, banquets, deliveries, Uber Eats. People need vehicles to be able to make the bag, so they're willing to rent.
So, but how was you able to lease 49 cars?
I financed it, so I had amazing credit. This was the play.
Shit, what the fuck your credit score is? A 1,200?
Damn.
That nigga's credit score is a 1,400.
That's crazy.
A 1,400.
They got 49 cars on credit.
It was a cool 720, but it was a strong 720. So I walked in the dealership. I got approved for the vehicle. No money down. I said, was that easy? I literally walked to the next dealership that ran the same play.
Joe, but don't they run, don't you take a hit on your credit every time you go to another?
Here's the situation. It'll hit recent inquiries, like it'll be inquiry, but it's not going to be showed up that you actually got the car. So I'm going to have a good profile no matter where I go within the 30 days. After 30 days, these vehicles start popping up, and the banks were like, okay, why you need four or five vehicles? They're not going to give you the loan in that situation.
Uh-huh.
And when I go to the dealership, they might see zero. Go to another dealership, they see zero. I just run that bag until that time.
So you swindled the game. You went and got all your cars in the same month before they popped up on the goddamn goddamn.
You wasn't tired just keep going to deal and fill out all that paperwork?
It was tired. I ain't going to lie. It was tired. But
how many cars you got in 1 month?
33 cars in 2 weeks. 33 cars in 2 weeks. The other ones, that was like around a month time span. But I got 33 cars in 2 weeks. Because once I realized the play, I said I have to run the bag up real quick. Got an Audi A7, S550s. I8s, couple I8s, Corvettes, what else I got? BMW X6s. Every car you can think of when it comes to the luxury space, entry level, mid level, I swooped it up real quick. And I let the dealerships know what play I was running. So they was like, all right, how many cars you need? Kia Stingers, run it. Toyota Camrys, run it. And I made sure that I was making a bag, make sure they got rented as soon as I got them keys.
Damn, that's fucking crazy.
Absolutely.
So, what game do you give to the people about how they can do that shit?
It's real simple. So there's a couple ways.
How much money you need to start?
You can actually do it with no money. If you got good credit, I can pull up on you and be like, yo, if you want to run this play, I can teach you how to make an extra $900 a month. How? Cool. Let's go to this dealership, pick you up a vehicle. I put it on this platform called Turo, rent it out, make sure it's managed properly, check in, check out, make sure the car is maintenance right, and make sure you get a check. And we might do an 80-20 deal. Easy, just like that. If it makes sense for you that first month, we grab a second car. Third car, fourth car, fifth car, and we start running.
Did you do that with anybody? How many people you done that with?
I got like 8 people on the roster.
Damn.
It was easy.
Just get cars
I got people,
and pay them, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I got people say, yo, I got my Lambo in L.A. Let me fly it out to you because I don't even be driving it because I'm in the league. I'm over here not even moving, and the car's being underutilized. Same situation. People in the Army. People in the Army, they get deployed. They out there for 3 months. Their car just sitting there collecting dust.
They can make a good $9,000 real quick.
Real quick. Anywhere from 900 to 9,000, not
9,000. I'm saying for 3 months, if they make 3,000
a month. Facts, yeah.
Well, what happened if the car get wrecked? You fucked up.
The beautiful part about this, if you're on a platform like Turo, they cover the car.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah. Yeah. And if I do a personal booking.
I'm about to get me some cars.
Yeah.
I already got the car.
Everybody I tell this place to.
No,
I got four
cars.
Whips.
They not riding my shit. I'm saying I'm about to get some other cars and these motherfuckers can ride.
Yeah.
They not ride. Matter of fact, I got two cars sitting at the crib that ain't doing shit. That's going on Turo.
I'm going to put my cop car on Turo so I get a lot of rap videos.
You can do personal bookings or you can do Turo. I don't just see Turo.
What's personal bookings?
Personal bookings is, yo, all these people in Atlanta right now, mm-hmm. they don't rock with Turo, can't get approved, don't want to sign up. Yo, man, I want to rent a car.
Why they can't get approved?
Felony. Badge, driving record, whatever the case may be, they don't want to deal with Turo. They can deal directly with me. I make sure that they have insurance. They said, well, Matt, I don't got no insurance. Cool, I got a third-party insurance called Allianz. Charge them $7 a day. The car's going to be fully covered, up to $100,000. Put their deposit, sign the rental agreement, pay their first day's payment, whatever, how many days they got it for, and they get the keys.
So I'm in Philly with my four cars. Yeah. I can start this whole rundown you're doing.
Yeah. Any city except for New York right now. New York, they got a lockdown on the insurance play. So I'm not really in the rental car game. I'm in the insurance game. I actually make money off of damages. If you crash my Maserati, I'll put a claim on the insurance. Insurance will pay me out $12,000. I'll get it fixed for $3,000. That's how I can run that bag up on the insurance play.
That's not illegal?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Then, not
I would
that,
hope not. He on this nah, motherfucking nah. platform yeah, nah, shot that shit up.
Yeah, we don't like, play them games. They be looking for my nigga.
We don't play them games.
Matty J is Matty Jail. Matty Jail, that's he's in the joint.
You know what I'm saying? It's up to your discretion of are you going to use OEM parts or parts that get the job done, make it still look good. Because at the end of the day, it's not your car. You
so
can rent
you don't
it out.
Own none of these cars?
None. Not one of these cars.
You got 39 cars.
49.
Oh, damn, my fault.
49.
He fucking put no extra smut on his name. He got 49 cars.
Right. If I got the keys, I don't need my name on it.
So any weekend in Atlanta, all your shit is rented out.
It's gone. Literally gone.
So how many cars you got left right now?
I posted my IG right now. All my cars are gone.
Like all of them.
All of them. Every single one.
All 49 cars.
Except for the one I'm driving right now.
Is it every week your shit is going?
Not every week. Every week it's like a rotation. Sometimes cars go do better, perform better than others. Maseratis do good.
So okay. You got 49 cars. What if only 12 go out this weekend? You still got fucking 37 cars you gotta pay for.
Yeah. On average, I'm really about my numbers. So I gotta know the numbers to grow the numbers. So I document all my numbers and I realize most of the cars, on average, they go out 19 days of the month. I cover my car note probably on the 6th, 7th day. So I'm straight on all the vehicles. Every single one.
And so they gotta go out. So you got a team of when they go out, somebody they gotta clean them, somebody they gotta bring them back to life.
Whole squad.
And all that crazy shit.
Check in, check outs, cleaning, maintenance.
So you got a lot. You got a big ass lot.
Yeah, at the airport, Atlanta Jackson. Hartsfield Jackson.
So how do you get how did you rent that part?
Dog, I started off with one car. I was hustling it at the Target at one point, but the security was like, nah, we don't want your cars here no more. People start taking pictures next to the cars. So my boy said, I got a lot for you at the airport.
Oh, so you was just parking your shit at Target.
I was freestyling it, you know what I'm saying? But that by God's grace, found a lot right next to the airport, 40 spaces. I made it work because I didn't need 50 spaces because my cars was out. It's just a matter of rotation.
They charge you a grip?
It's $3,200 a month.
But it's worth it, ain't it?
Way worth it. Plus, I leverage it. I'm really a business teacher, a business coach. Mm-hmm. So when I'm sitting there with marketing deals or any situation with an influencer, I let them know I own 49 cars. They're like, yo, they look, the conversation's different now. Way different. Are you running this play? Cool. Now I know anytime I come to Atlanta, I need the whip because I need something comparable to what I got back home.
You got any like 2010s minivans? Because I'm a minivan guy. Nah. When I come into town, I grab a minivan.
I got a Sprinter for you.
That's too big. I like minivans, like a little dinner two on there.
Nah, I ain't rocking with the minivans right now. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Minivans is the shit, actually.
No, you can trap out it. You know what I'm saying? Trap out the back.
I used to sell shirts and shit out of the minivan.
That's the move. That's what
Sleep
I'm
in the joint and all
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's all purpose. The minivan is AP, all purpose.
Yeah. But his name used to be Minivan Dan when he first came.
Yeah, it was. Right. I was a minivan legend.
Yeah, we in Atlanta. They want to ride. You know what I'm saying? So that's
The niggas don't want to ride the fucking minivan. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I came to the ATL to get a fucking Dodge minivan. What the fuck?
Hey, no shade to the minivans though, but that's not the play over
that's
here.
Not the play in the ATL.
But so where do? How can people contact Matty J and learn this game that you're breaking down? And like, do you have like a course? Do you have something? Cause is you giving our people something?
Yeah, you already know. So
get close up on that mic, man.
Yeah, I'm really heavy on the IG space. So for me, I got a framework I learned from my boy 19 Keys. The framework is...
Shout out to 19 Keys.
Oh, yeah.
Bay Area.
I just was with 19 Keys in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Shout out to all the
Shout
family.
Out to 19 Keys, you know man.
He was out there husky for no reason.
VWO.
Nigga walk
right. VWO. Shout out to 19 Keys. Brother Ben.
The Circle CEO.
Listen, all my Circle CEOs. Everybody.
He walked out the hotel, motherfucker, in Puerto Rico. Looking like he ain't did nothing.
Derek Grace.
Arms and chest,
Chris Cole.
Gracie.
Stiff as shit. 19 kilos. Like, yeah. What's up, Gilly?
That's how you walk.
Taylor, you stiff as a mother.
Yeah. That's all our people.
Yeah, good people.
The power of unity is crazy. But the play was, when we talk about information, it's like a role. It starts with the motivation, which is telling people what they can do. The inspiration, instilling the belief they can do it. And then the education, teaching them how to do it. But then we got the instruction. The instruction is really tapping into the details. That's why we got courses, webinars to really.
Do you got a number that you can connect with?
Yeah, definitely. What's the number? Definitely. I got my number on me. It's the 404 number. We'll probably drop it in the bio.
Yeah, check the number out on the screen. Just answer.
Yeah, yeah.
But the number, you know, call his brother, connect with him. Do they got to leave a code or anything?
Yeah, you're going to text MWB.
MWG.
MWG.
Yeah, MWG. Let's let them know they from us.
Yeah. From us. Take care of our people.
You know,
because MWG. You know what I like? I like when we do these segments. I like when people come back and be like, yo,
when they
such
see
and such was hey, thing you say was, man, that nigga helping me get money. That's yo, he took happen. My first two cars. I had two cars sitting in. Because
that's what's going to happen,
when him did his shit,
yeah,
them motherfuckers was like, he ain't think he said he was.
I'm a bad motherfucker.
Nigga wasn't lying.
I'm talking about 24-hour results they was absolutely. Getting. So yeah, I hope you like him.
Bro, I don't play no games.
You saying you him. We going to see if you him.
No, that's Matty J.
Yeah.
He told us to be MJ, so we gonna see if he him.
All MJs though do be coming.
They be some bad motherfuckers.
No, man.
They be some bad motherfuckers.
Yeah. I got the text number. It's the 404-905-1580. So we gonna text MWG, and you'll be
say
able to
say that one more. 404.
Yeah, 905-1580.
This boy Matty J is a bad motherfucker. Listen, but like
49
at the end of the day, he gave me the game of how I could rent out my police car in my 2010. I ain't renting a minivan now. That's personal. Yeah. I ain't renting that shit out. Yeah. And my Prius, I don't know. I'm a little leery about that shit.
Hey, you know what's crazy about police cars? I got people making a play where they got the police phone, like police contact with police officers. When there's an accident, the police officer let them know there's an accident over here. They pull up with the rental car ready for the person. Like crazy.
You just fucking them up all the way around the board.
They ain't playing no games.
Well, listen, man, this is $1 million worth of game business spotlight, man. Listen, man, we have my man Matty J here. Get with him, man. He gonna give you the game about how to take that car to just sit in there, make some money off of it. I mean, stack. I'm talking about this boy got 40
and get your
car
multiple cars on top of cars on top of cars, because I'm about to go home and get in the game.
I'm already in the game,
you
so
call me Toro Gillis.
But listen, man, we signing off $1 million worth of game business spotlight. Matty J, get with him right now, and it's just like
that.
Okay, Dolph, we're gonna do this shit one more time. All right,
the value
66. We tripled this shit now. 66 million. Dolph, listen, you're signing this shit. 66.
Tell him why you're not signing it, Dolph.
But listen, bro.
66.
Listen.
For a joint venture?
He ready to get some game up. Go ahead.
Listen, bro. If you want to give me that money, and I know the reason you want to give me this money.
Because you're hot, nigga.
And,
no, hold up.
And I know the reason you want to give me this money, and I know what I got going on and plan. Any business, bro, that runs and operate and make millions of dollars, millions of like millions, you know what I mean, for real deal, bro, you got a schedule. You know what you got going on for the next damn near 12 months.
Yes, you do.
You know what I mean? So you already calculating and knowing what you finna do, and like, you, this what you do. So it's like, okay, you doing this based off of what happened, nigga,
already.
yesterday
already.
And all the past.
Right.
You don't know what's going on right now today. You don't know what my team working on right now. You don't know what I'm finna drop. You don't know the artist I just signed. You don't know shit. So what you do know is, oh, I'm doing a hell of a job and I'm at where I'm at right now.
Right.
But if I was stuck and didn't know where the hell going on with all the shit, like what, this ain't that. Like, nigga, hey, damn, this, they want to give me this right now. I'm going to wait. Hold on. Let me let them see the rest of this shit that we already got playing. Me and my team finna go crazy with, and let them really see, like, hey, guess what? It's going to keep going up. Know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Everything for sale, I'm going to cash in when it's time to cash in.
All right, this is our last offer, $200 million.
Come on with it.
All right, now listen.
Come on with it. And you ain't doubling back.
Come on with it.
You're not doubling back.
Now listen,
come
though.
Come on with
all
it.
Right.
Where the money at?
Yeah, that's all. That's all.
Know what I'm saying? Like, that's how this shit going to be.
Now with the 22, when they came at you for the 22, how many projects was that? How many years?
It was three, for what it was, three years, five projects.
Damn, okay.
Know what I mean? And we had a time limit on as soon as when I signed it, when the first one was going to drop, and when, like it was a...
And
I
you really ain't like it. Being controlled.
No, it wasn't that.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to go against myself, bro, because right. I felt like the shit would have been... I don't know. I just felt like... I was like, hold on, man. Like,
right. bro, it wasn't about yourself. The money.
It was, hell no. It was about the money.
It was about this is against my system. And if this shit don't go right, I'm gonna be mad at myself.
Right.
Exactly, bro. Like, man.
Right.
Bro, you doing a hell of a job. Man, your grandma patting you on the back. Everybody patting you on the back. Your bank account patting you on the back. Your everything patting you on the back. Like, you working your ass off, bro.
And that was included merch, too, in that contract.
Know what I mean? Like,
bro, merch was included in that contract, right?
Bro, you working your ass off. You know what I mean? Shit. You ain't got to not do the deal, but you ain't got to not do it right now either. So okay. you trying to tell me, oh, if I don't do the deal right now, I can't never come back and do a deal. No. Like, okay. If you bullshitting, you lazy. Know what I mean? Like, this ain't that, oh, this little dude got that hot song on the internet type shit, and if you don't hear him take advantage of your time, it's going to be gone type shit.
Right.
Bro, this a whole machine over here, bro.
Right.
Know what I mean? Bro, we got real deal fans over here, bro.
Right.
Know what I mean? Like, bro, this shit is organic. It don't get no more organic and authentic than this. I grew this shit from the dirt.
100%
independent. You know what I mean? Like, I grew this shit from the dirt. So, I know what I got. Know what I mean? And, okay, bam. Bro, I just signed this artist, that artist, and this artist. Bro, all of them finna be bigger than a Young Dolph ever been. But do they know that? Do they know I just signed this artist, that artist, and this artist? They don't know that.
No.
So, guess what's finna happen? They finna see. Know what I mean? What you see, what you get, number, whatever. I don't know what number it is on Dumb and Dumber. Yeah, I mean, the new Dumb and Dumber 2.
It's
a song
two.
On there. What you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. That's my real life.
What are you talking about that?
How much money you done fucked up on cars, man? Because I done seen, like, somebody hold one of them bitches or something. Send one of them to Philly up, man. Let me do donuts in that motherfucker for 2 weeks or something, man.
What you want? What you want?
You got enough
what
of
What you want? Which one you want me sitting up there?
Sitting around and getting no fucking miles
what
on
What you
them?
Want me sitting up there?
What you want me to send up there? What y'all got in the driveway right now?
What you want me to send up there?
Damn, he's saying I got everything.
The nigga got anything.
Fuck it, send it.
Do you want something fast? You want something luxury? You want a luxury truck? You want something to sit in the back seat of? Like, what do you want?
How many cars you got right now?
I don't, honest to God, true. I don't know. It's like 20-something.
Dang.
I got a lot of old school. I just went by a lot of more old school. Like,
Nigga owned 20-something cars.
This shit like, bro, you come up.
Watching, I like his face though.
Bro,
like.
you come up watching this shit and seeing all this shit from just growing up, niggas in the hood, to the little shit, to the shit, the big boy shit on TV. And you really idolize that shit. You know how that shit is. Right.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question, though. Yeah. When you got the 10 cars, you wasn't like, that's a fucking enough. You was like, okay, all right, now I got 11. Like, okay, when you got the 17, you wasn't like, all right, I'm cool.
But if you, like, but if you.
Where the fuck are you stashing these joints?
But if you letting anybody, if you don't give a damn about them cars and whoever one of your homeboys is, bro, you, it's like right now, I don't know where my damn. Where my vid at? Like, I don't know where that vid at. Like, where my Lamborghini truck? I don't know. It's like, I had to think, damn, where that truck? Who got them off of where? What I do with it? Like,
damn.
He about to be like that with me. Where the fuck is my Ferrari at? Nigga, you sent it to Philly with
on the truck, on a flatbed.
He's standing on the top of that bitch all in Philly, taking pictures like a young boy.
Bro, do your thing. Yeah. I'm gonna like the picture. I'm gonna like the picture and all this shit.
Forgot that shit was his. Damn, Killy got the same joint.
This episode of $1 Million Worth of Game is brought to you by Blockfolio. Blockfolio is the world's most popular mobile app for cryptocurrency tracking and trading. I'm talking about if you're trying to track and trade cryptocurrency, this is the best place to be. Build your portfolio and follow prices on more than 10,000 coins. Get phone notification updates directly from projects you can share. Buy and sell Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin, and other top tokens with absolutely, I'm talking about absolutely zero fees. Get a free coin with every trade over $10. Visit the App Store and download Blockfolio for free today. Investing for crypto generations. One thing I like about this app is straight to the point, man. I'm talking about Blockfolio is simple. You go in there. I'm talking about user friendly. I'm talking about anybody can use it. But right now, what are you waiting for? Get down. Go to the App Store. Download. I'm talking about right now. Go to the App Store and download Blockfolio for free today. Right now. You don't see a lot of features, too many features. You don't fuck with a lot of industry folk. What's that about?
And I don't fuck with a lot of industry people. It's just everybody. I don't know, bro. It's just, I don't know, bro.
You just in-house. No, I'm talking about like music-wise. You seem like you'd be more in-house a lot.
Oh.
Like when you're doing your music and shit.
Yeah.
Like it's like just
I don't know.
Is there anybody you want to work with?
I had to ask my fans, like I had to see, I had to ask my fans.
And you leave it up to them?
I don't want to fuck up, do the wrong shit, do the wrong song with somebody. Like, a lot of people don't know, bro. Like, it's shit you can do, bro. Your fans literally don't give a damn about all this. Like, your fans will be like, what the hell? Like, you throw them off with that shit.
Right. All right, well, like, if you look at this shirt I got on, who you doing this? You know, rest in peace to the legends. For those that don't know the shirt I got on, a bunch of legends on there. Who?
It says Michael, Prince, Marvin, Luther, and Teddy.
Who getting the doll feature?
I'm gonna tell you which one to be the hardest though. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you which one to be the hardest. Luther.
You and Luther, huh? Dolph and Luther.
Over Teddy?
Teddy Pendergrass. I don't really know about Teddy.
Oh, come on and go with me. Come on over to my place. You know that.
And TKO. Whoa.
I miss you. Oh, I miss you, baby. Your mom know all these cuts.
Well, we know anime about goddamn Teddy.
I know the Michael Jackson shit. I know some of his shit, like, and I know Luther shit from my grandma up there playing it every morning.
Yeah,
I don't really know it. I don't really know.
Marvin Gaye
is like, I know it's some shit. You can probably like say something. Say, which one?
There's so many Marvin Gaye, man.
I just don't know. I know if you be like this, I'd be like, oh, I heard it before.
Okay.
Which one? Y'all don't even know the Marvin Gaye
shit. I'm just high right now. I just smoked some of that shit. I'm dying for that shit to pop in my head, but it won't pop the fuck in my head. You come right in talking shit what you smoking, nigga. Huh, you better be smoking good shit you around
you
me.
Know, listen, I don't think he
knows. I don't think
Dolph know that I'm a hip hop historian and a music historian. So for me, this for him to say, I don't know. You know,
what's up, Marvin Gaye, nigga?
You got what's going on? You got a bunch of them, man.
What's going on? I know that. I heard
what's
that.
What's going on? All types of stuff.
Marvin.
What's going on?
But see, you know,
I told
Prince.
You I know this shit. You know I just Prince. Needed this shit to.
But I don't know the music, though. I know.
Yeah,
Purple Rain. Yeah, Purple Rain.
You know all that.
That nigga, that shit don't ring.
Luther, I can see Luther, though. Luther, but.
I can't tell you one Luther song, though, but I know his voice when I hear it.
It's not Luther a minute. Got one of the. Oh, my love, 1,000. You heard that?
That sounded like some shit you were singing to yourself.
Fuck out of here, nigga. I wasn't saying that. It's not a minute, hour, day, and he know all that shit. But listen, so you have relationships with Gazi.
Yeah, that's my boy.
What is it about Gazi that, like, you know, they got a formula, they got a team, they just straight with it, man. What is it that about them over there, Empire, and Gazi over there in the Bay? Shout out to the Bay.
That's my boy.
That shout made you say, Gazi. I want to fuck with you. I want to fuck with y'all. Like, we could get some money together.
Man, it's really the best place I could have really went for distribution. Mm-hmm. It's the best place. You know what I mean? Like,
man. So you stating on here that Empire is the best place for distribution for independent artists. It was the best place for you.
It's the best place for me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the best place for me, and it's like, it's the best place to go for distribution, but you gotta you got to kind of have your shit together and really be on your shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't on nobody else, bro. You doing distribution, like, that shit on you. It's like, you got to have your shit together. And it's on you, bro.
So once they sending it to the air, you got to have all the other components together in order to support what they sending into the air.
Bro, you getting your projects together. You know what I mean? Me. You know what I mean? It's like, you doing everything. You know what I mean? Bro, you getting your projects together. You doing your... But just every fucking thing.
Right.
The rollout.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Marketing, rollout. With me, the shit different, bro, because this what I do. You know what I mean? I don't know about what everybody else doing.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But me, it's my perfect fit.
Bro. You be directing the videos?
I can do what I want. I hear you. I've been directing my own videos since I started.
Yeah.
Big shit. So... The new album.
Yeah.
Aspen. How did you enjoy Aspen?
It was hard.
That shit was nice. Took the family out there.
We did. We in the Aspen Times out there. They put us in the Aspen Times.
Ooh.
We in the newspaper.
Threw the family all up in the newspaper.
My mom all on the balcony smoking squares. My daddy got them drinking vodka.
They don't want out there made the Aspen Times. So I see you do everything to the extreme. Like, how many fucking characters in that pinky ring, man?
19 carats.
Damn. This nigga got 19 carats and 28 cars, man. What the fuck is going on? Like, you just, like, you couldn't stop at 7 carats. Like you get a woman a 7-carat ring, she fall the fuck out of her.
My ear is 7
carats. Oh, baby.
What, nah. 7 a piece?
This nigga went 19 on the pinky.
Nah, my ears, they 6 a piece. But it's just a 6-7 knock.
Like, dog, where the fuck did you had to get that specially made then, huh?
Yeah.
Because there's nobody has, no jeweler has a fucking, I got a 19 carat diamond in the back. Like,
I just told him, man, like, I want a hard motherfucker. You know what I mean? A hard ass. Big ass rocking, let me know he got it, Kane. Oh yeah, I want that.
Make and that work. Motherfucker dancing like Chris Brown too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
Chris
that
Brown,
nigga,
Michael, all that shit.
Yeah, that motherfucker doing it. And then I never seen this piece right here either. This is a 101 or something. Cause I see you got it the master chain.
I don't like looking like everybody. Okay. Everybody look alike, bro. You can't tell me.
You ain't never lied.
You can't tell me.
You never lie.
You can't tell me that all these rappers don't look exactly the same in these pictures and these videos with the jury.
Oh.
Everybody got Cuban Link with the tennis chain or something. You know what I mean? Like, everybody look the same to me. You know what I mean? Somebody might have a couple of Gucci Link, but you look like the couple that got the Gucci Link. Like, no. You know what I mean? Richard, such and such, like. I was like, man, I'm going to go buy the rich. I'm going to bust it down, put blue diamonds in it, because I don't give a fuck about that shit. I don't want to look like nobody. You know what I mean? Like, every all my drill, I'm going to put blue diamonds in all my shit. Like,
what's like, the piece?
It's Sonic.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's Sonic on the way to that bag.
Okay.
Picking up the bag. On the way
with
to the
money
bag.
Signs
with the
all
bag.
On the chain and shit, yeah.
Shout out to my boy Elliot.
Oh, Elliot, bless you.
Shout
out
my boy Pristine. Pristine, too, they did that ring.
Okay. God damn, you, everything's to the extreme. I like that. Fuck it, you gonna do it.
I can't
do
look
it
like everybody. I can't do that shit.
But you made a valid point with everybody
I'm
looking
not
like
all
everybody.
These niggas twins. I'm not. I don't want to be in everybody twins. Everybody look like a big ass group of twins.
Right. Because the bottom line is, you know, everybody, you know, motherfucking, first of all, the designer stores, they only make a certain amount of sneaks. So everybody got the same big ass puffy sneaks on. Everybody got the same Dior coat on.
That's cool.
Everybody got the same. Everybody got the same. I'm just saying, it is cool.
It's
but
cool.
My nigga, I went to the club. My nigga, it was
everybody looking like
it was 6,000 niggas in there. It was 1,100 Dior jackets in that motherfucker.
Yeah,
I'm just keeping it real. I was like, damn. So, I knew what the fuck you talking about when you like everybody looked the same because I was like, y'all niggas look like them niggas, and them niggas look like them niggas, and them niggas look like them niggas. And so I know what the fuck you talking about. So I respect you for saying, I want to do something a little different. I want to be me. I don't want to be everybody else.
I want to say something before we go in the further. For all you guys out there that's in, you're watching this right now, that can't make it to the fourth quarter of the game when you're with your lady, what you need to do is get with Roman Swipes. One thing about Roman Swipes, they make you stand stronger, last longer. I'm talking about to get to that next level. Some for all you halftime men, all you minute men.
Listen, it's cracking the fuck up.
We
got to get him some Roman Swipes.
I already got with Nick. Nick already got some. He already got some Roman Swipes. He already hit the stash. One thing about Roman Swipes that's so good about them, they're so small that they're going to fit in your wallet. So all you got to do is crack him open, wipe him off, you know, let him dry, and you're ready to fly. Roman Swipes is going to take you to another level. You don't need no prescription that can fit in your wallet. I had a big bag over here, but Dolph, homie, Nick, you know, and my man, he took a shitload of them. This bag was puffy. It was like one of them Dior jackets. He was talking about them puffy jackets, but he took a shitload of them because he's trying to change his life. Obviously, he's not a fourth quarter man, but, you know, even if you're a fourth quarter man and you want to go into overtime, Roman Swipes is for you. So what you need to do is,
easy,
man,
to use, too. All you do is rip the packet open.
And go in. All
you whip, whip.
I'm talking whip,
whip. Let it dry.
And it's party time.
It's party time.
All you got to do is go to GetRoman.com/game. GetRoman.com/game. You know, you get your first month of Swipes for $5 when you choose a monthly plan. You know, I took care of Dolph boys. They're straight for like a year. I gave... You know, it was a case. I got them all, you know, ordered up. They were ready. They just couldn't believe it. They was like, oh, man, I heard about them things. But that's what happened, man. Roman Swipes. Get in the game, man. Oh, yeah, I blessed Dolph, too. He's cool. Gave me, he got a pouch. He got a pouch. He said, oh, man, he just look like a weed bag. I said, no, that's a different type of weed bag. This is a situation. It is situation when you're trying to be situated, you know. I mean, let me do it. Give him some more, because I don't even need these, Dolph, here. I don't need them. That's you, player.
Bro, y'all wild.
But listen, man.
What the fuck is this, bro? Y'all wild as hell, bro.
No, this real talk, though.
What is this?
See, all these niggas going to the gas station and getting honey and all that. No, you niggas going to die. Your motherfucking dick, you going to wake up, your dick going to be down there.
What the hell is honey?
Some
what
shit the that these young boys
you don't know
be
about
drinking.
The honey?
You don't know about the honey?
Hell no. Oh, bro, what the fuck is honey?
Yeah, your man know about this
look
shit.
Look at the little young animal.
Yeah, they know about it. Look at
him. He over there. You know what time it is.
This a honey, bro. Y'all niggas crying.
That nigga got honey in his back pocket.
Yep, look at he stay with the honey.
Uh-huh. But listen, but now you don't need that. Because right, that shit gonna make you wake up and your dick gonna be down at the end of the bed. You're gonna kick your dick on the floor.
Yeah, honey,
no,
make your piece fall off.
This is where it's at, right here. Yeah. This you don't gotta be clinically tested, none of it. This is just like you taking a little wipe out and wiping the counter down. You wipe your piece down there.
Fast acting. I'm talking about ASAP. Mm-hmm. ASAP, you go from the first quarter to the fourth. She don't know what's going on. By the time she wake up and realize,
yo, wow.
I'm talking about it's game time, baby. It's game time. You know what I mean? Shit. She'll call you Barry Sanders, but you're going to hit every hole. You're going to see every hole, hit every hole. She's going to be like, you ain't never performed like this. No, you're going to get an MVP. No. I'm just telling you. I'm just giving you the game.
Look, Dolph looking at it, though. Look, he like this.
I already took him. He ain't got to worry about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I want to get into this. Key Glock. Yeah. I remember Key Glock. I remember like it was yesterday when he was in the King documentary. If you've never seen the King documentary, look at that. It's a bunch of game when they're about Dolph come up and all that. But this was like the introduction to Key Glock. He gave him a Benz. He blessed him, you know, in the documentary, whatever. And then out of just nowhere, he just started turning up. He just kept going up, 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 up. And now he's out here. He's doing his thing, man. You know, he got 3.8 million monthly listeners on Spotify. He's just doing him. He's just out here in his own world. He turned it to his own thing. You know, it ain't no shadow. It's like he in the shadow dog. He's doing his own thing. His own, you know, figure out here. You know, how do you feel about that? How did that take place? Like, I know that's your cousin, but he's like your brother to you. How did it, you know, how did you put him up on game, man?
My thing, Glock, he just got it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just got it. You feel what I'm saying? And it's like, I'm proud. And it's like, bro, you can ask all my partners. When I did it with Glock, I was like, bro, this shit finna do exactly. Like, I told him everything that was finna happen. Like, everything. Everything he going through right now, I told him he was finna be going through it. Everything he having right now, I told him he was going to be having right now. But he having even more. You know what I'm saying? Bro, it just is what it is with us. You know what I mean? Like, Glock came in hungry, and what you see is what you get.
And I want to salute you, man, because, like, my outlook on the game is like this, right? As an artist, you come into the game, you blow. That's great for you. But when you leave a legacy out here, your legacy, to me, is based on how many other lives did you touch when you was coming up. You feel what I'm saying? You be having motherfuckers out here who be having a light, and it's like, damn, bro, you not responsible for nobody else getting the light?
I'm going to keep it 100.
You feel what I'm saying? And for let me just finish, right? Bro. So for you to reach back and show some young niggas that's coming up, your cousin, whoever it is, I know you got a couple other artists, some love, to me, bro, that's real legacy shit. Because I live by the ladder system, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. If you at the top of the ladder and you don't reach down and pull a motherfucker out the water, then what you really out here doing? Because when you reach down and you pull motherfuckers out the water, when you go down the ladder, guess what they do? They come up. So you still attached to the top. That's just my outlook on life. You feel what I'm saying? If God blessed you and put you in position to be out here and be great, and you see other motherfuckers got great shit in them, but you don't extend your hand, and you know this motherfucker got an opportunity to make it out the ghetto, this motherfucker got an opportunity to feed his family, and I know this, because you wouldn't have invested in Key if he didn't have talent. You a businessman. This ain't about you being my cousin, we being, no, this is about if you got fucking talent or not. You got talent. The first thing you said is he get it. That's why you was willing to say, let's get this money together then. So to me, I commend you for that shit, because a lot of niggas don't do that shit. A lot of niggas just get their bag and be like, nigga, I got mines. Fuck everybody else, man. I ain't, listen, man. And that's they right if they want to do that. That's they God-given right. But for the niggas that get that bag and be like, it's multiple things you said on here. It's not just that. It's, man, I give out $25,000 a year because, I remember to four motherfuckers. I remember when I ain't had that shit. I was wishing a nigga did. All that shit is what really count. You feel what I'm saying? You get motherfuckers out here, man, they get the bag, and they be like, man, I don't give a fuck about these niggas, man. I don't give a fuck about me. That's it. I ain't fuck everybody else. No. I respect the motherfuckers that's like, no, my nigga, I see something in you. You know what? I'ma invest my time. I invest my money because I believe in you. I remember when I was a rapper, I just wanted a motherfucker to believe in me. I believe in you, my nigga. That probably meant the most to Key than anything.
A lot of people don't even get that part though. A lot of people don't understand that. Bro, you can't do the same thing with everybody.
You can't. Everybody ain't gonna take the ride with you.
Everybody don't get their part either.
Right.
You know what I mean, so you can't be open arms to everybody. A lot of the motherfuckers, you gotta be like, fuck them.
Absolutely.
But to the ones that get it, the ones you feel like, oh yeah, I can do this with them or for them, like, yeah, but
it's gonna be more fuck ems than years.
I swear to God, I was just finna say that.
It's gonna be a lot more fuck ems than years, because at the end of the day, you meet a nigga, he got talent, but he a foul ass nigga. He got foul ass ways. He so it's like, nah, I don't even want to deal with this nigga, because this nigga can't even be straight up with me. You meet an artist, this nigga, he's sneaky. You meet an artist, he might got all the talent in the world, but you got to worry about bailing this nigga the fuck out every week. So it be like,
some folks just want you to sign them just because you know them, though.
Yeah, fuck them. Like, that's the, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I know you. Fuck you, nigga.
But motherfuckers can't.
I know 3,000 niggas.
Motherfuckers want you to sign them, or they want to be a part of the movement or what's going on, but they not bringing no value. See, if you don't bring value to value, you devalue value.
Right.
And if you don't bring business to business, it ain't no business. It's bullshit.
But the thing, bro, with these niggas, everybody want to start at the top.
Everybody want that, yep, microwave.
Everybody want to start at the top, and everybody want a ball off the rip.
Off the rip.
Everybody. Know what I mean? That's cool, but shit, what you doing for yourself? Is you going to put in the work to ball off the rip? Is you putting in the work right now to ball off the rip? Or is it just all on somebody else to make you ball off the rip.
That's the game.
That's the game right there. Everybody want that.
If you feel
heater.
Like that, if you a nigga with that opinion, with that attitude, me personally, you a fuck nigga. Cause, bruh, this shit, this life, bruh, life don't go like that. This real life. I don't know what kind of world y'all niggas live in, sit on the couch, wait, think some shit gonna fall out the sky, nigga gonna call, hey, come outside and get this 2 million, come outside and get this 300,000, come outside and get, like, shit, I'm waiting at shit. Let me know when y'all see a nigga, when that shit happening, and I do it too. And you ain't bringing nothing to the table. You ain't got no kind of no nothing. Like, man, you ain't bringing 10% to that shit. Like, no nothing. Like, and what you want this person or that person or whoever the hell the, oh, bro, I know he can turn me up. He can do this right here, dude. Like, bro, like.
What you bring to the table?
Is it, do it make sense? Do it make sense on your end and my end, or do it just make sense on your end?
And the sad part of it, motherfuckers don't even give a fuck if it makes sense on your end.
That's why I don't
know. Long
as
it makes sense on their end, and it don't make sense on your end, they don't give a fuck, but then they mad at you.
That's why I don't give a fuck.
Right, but you can't give a fuck about them, because at the end of the day, you know, you got to get with money with motherfuckers who you can get money with, and everybody you can't get money with. That's just the reality in life.
Everybody ain't hungry. Everybody don't get this a business at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, bro, this is a business. We doing business.
90% of these niggas out here is not rapping for money, man. They rapping for fame.
Popularity.
Damn, bro, they rapping for views and likes.
Yeah. Which they view as fame. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying?
Don't have no business infrastructure. Ain't trying to get no money. We living in a time where motherfuckers go on Instagram and do any and everything just to get likes. It ain't got nothing to do with no money, no bank accounts, no LLCs, no tax ID numbers. Ain't no paper coming out of it. I just want you to like my shit and follow it. All types of shit. Motherfuckers to jump in front of a train. If they say, listen, you going to live, but you're going
to fame.
Yup. Yeah.
They're fame.
Yeah.
Shit, dangerous drug.
They could jump in front of that train if he was the
social media fucked the game up.
Shit, dangerous drug, dog. And these folks abusing this shit. Like, they playing with this shit. They egging these kids to turn these kids into some shit that they don't supposed to be turning these kids into. They promoting certain shit, doing certain shit. Like, not like damn, bro, you don't know that this little kid's watching this shit. Yeah. Like, you don't know it's 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 6-year-old boys watching this shit, girls watching this shit. Like, bro, y'all, it's certain shit y'all don't supposed to be promoting like that. Like, come on, dog. Like, I don't know. But it's all for the dollar. It's all for the money. That's what people respect. That's what people like. That's what people think real. That's what people, like, give all the attention to. That's why I don't give a fuck about none of that shit over there. All that shit everybody else give a fuck about, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit over there. Period. I'm my mama, bro. I'm my grandma.
That's why you stay to yourself. He don't give a fuck about none of that shit you niggas got going on. He not dressing like you niggas. He don't want to be you niggas' twins. He staying independent till he get 200 fucking million, and then he going to sign.
Come with it.
Come with it, huh? We're going to speak that into existence, though.
Now, following that, you know it's about that time. I'm ready to get into
stories from the cell.
Now, we're going to talk about when I was in joint, right? This story from the cell is a real important story from the cell, and I think a lot of y'all can connect with. When I was on, you know, in Dallas Penitentiary, right? It's this cat that used to always run a yard. I ain't going to put his name out there, but we used to call him the angler. Every day this motherfucker walk in the yard with somebody different, got a story to tell. He knows somebody that knows somebody that know your cousin. He did a robbery back in the day with your homeboy. He smoked a blunt with your uncle. This motherfucker knew everybody. I'm talking about everybody on the prison yard. It was somebody, some way or somehow that he knew somebody that was connected to you, that knew you, whatever. Every night, his whole play on the block, he did all this shit, walked the yard, kicked it with motherfuckers. This shit was always about a soup and a beef and cheese. This whole nigga, whole thing was about that. It was an angle, right? Now, me being in jail, I started noticing not just him, it was a bunch of anglers that was under the same, you know, operation is him. These motherfuckers would talk you to death, walk the yard with you, work out with all this shit just at the end of the night. You know what I mean? When it's almost locked up, hey, excuse me, you got a suit? Petty shit. Now, one thing about prison is this. Prison was real informative and educational for me about the human behavior in different places. Human behavior. So now it was like I was able to understand and study humans, and I was able to alert more than anything, because I already was a cat that grew up in the streets, been in the streets since I was 9, running around. My brothers was in the game. Everybody I knew was in the game.
R.I.P. So Cousin Steve.
Yeah, R.I.P. to my bro. So I always was on point with that shit now. But what happened was prison made me sharper with identifying snakes and identifying motives. Cuz would be like, damn, cuz, we got to get somebody to do it. I'd be like, all right, I get that. I can handle it. Cuz be like, what happened? Every time, cuz always say, I ain't got no patience for the bullshit. And when I see that bullshit, I identify it. You know, prime example, I remember one time we was looking for a cameraman to do some stuff for us. We was like, man, we going to bring you on. We're going to do this, that, and the third. Whole premise is he came posing as a cameraman. Really, he trying to get his shit off on a rap tip. And I told him to sit down. I said, didn't I tell you we wasn't looking for that shit? No, man, I'm just saying, I know I needed to get. I said, so you got a camera that you really don't know how to operate. You ain't really, like, so you wasting my time all because you a half-ass rapper and you trying to get around us to get some promotion. My man, go ahead and roll, man. But what I'm saying is, cuz, no, he already know my radar is, like, unbelievable. I'm talking about I'm on alert at all time. I can smell bullshit a mile away. I can see when you angling, because everybody got a motive out here. And ain't nothing real, ain't nobody genuine. Everybody angling, everybody on some bullshit. You see what I'm saying? You don't know who is who these days. But
can I add into the stories from the cell?
Go ahead.
One thing I hate about a lot of you niggas, man, is never genuine, man.
Never.
I'm just going to keep it real, because I cut through all. You niggas is never genuine, man. Niggas is always coming with some type of fucking angle, man. Like, let's just start being genuine, man. Let's say it's A, B, and C, and this is what it is. Let's stop skipping B, man. Let's stop going from A to C, man. That's the problem with a lot of motherfuckers, man, in our culture, man. Let's just stop with the angling shit, man. And you know, per firsthand, we was talking, that, like, niggas is always angling, man.
It's never real.
It's never real. It's never just 100% what you say is what a nigga get, man. So let's start standing on what we say, man, and let's start keeping this shit 100, man, and let's stop with all this fucking angling, man. That be holding motherfuckers back a lot of times, because you think don't nobody see you angling, and it's always being seen. So let's stop with that bullshit, man.
What's your take on that?
It's wild. Like, it's the truth. You know what I mean? But me personally, I expect all that shit.
I expect it too. That's why I'm giving these niggas the game. Like, but you can't get one off on us.
I swear. I expect all this shit. So it just is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have your expectations up too high, people. Because that shit, they're gonna let you down every time. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know. It is what it is. You got to know. It's like, only people, bro, your expectations need to be like that up above. And I expect this, and I supposed to go like this and be like this. It's the people you really locked in with on a day-to-day basis, bro. Like, motherfucker you sleep with, motherfucker that's goddamn your family, motherfucker you deal with on a day-to-day basis, running your business with. Y'all locked in like y'all, it's something else, but y'all got that everybody else ain't got, you know what I'm saying, together. Everybody else, bro, don't have no expectations up there.
Yeah, and I don't, you know what I mean? And a lot of times,
to my, for everybody else, because there's people watching it, bro, and they,
yeah, you know what I mean?
They going to get let down. It's some young niggas, bro, like, including my young niggas, bro, they done crashed out about it because such and such didn't keep it real. And they go crash out, now a nigga doing a 12, a nigga doing a 22, and I was like, man.
Stop being disappointed in other niggas.
Exactly, bro.
You know what I'm saying? What you expect of other
niggas.
Can't
let another person control your emotions.
Yes. All right.
You know what I mean? Like, because he ain't keep it real. You can't let niggas control your emotions, bro. Like, whatever you do, let that shit be, because that's what you want to do, and you, like, ain't fuck with it.
And for
somebody
me.
Somebody else think you need to do, like.
Right. And for me, I'm really talking to the niggas that's always on angles. Like, you'll get further in life if you cut the bullshit out. That's the really the niggas that I'm talking to. Cause you ain't gonna never get one off on me, but
I tell niggas all the time, bro. Nigga be like, bro, how you get rich? How you do this? How you keep it real.
Keep it real.
Damn.
It's that simple. How you get it? Like, keep it real.
How you get some money?
Keep it real.
Oh, okay, cool.
That was, and that was Stories from the Cell.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, man. Dolph, man, we appreciate you coming through. We appreciate you fucking with
it's
us.
Dolph!
Man. You know what I'm saying? We salute to everything you got on, got going on. You feel what I'm saying, man? And we just appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate y'all, bro.
You know what I mean? Being a solid nigga, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's real, man.
All the way solid nigga.
All the way.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell
so,
yeah.
So, shout out to Dolph, man. Shout out to everything he got going on, man. And it's just like that.
Right.